ओमग्गानतमिनान्न सुगैनांजन सलाकया चक्षुर्मिलितां येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति सपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरुश्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साप्रजातं सगण रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगन ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धो दीनबन्धजगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते। सप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृखभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो। श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधार शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, I thank you very much for your kindly participating in this movement of Krishna consciousness. Perhaps this meeting will be ended tomorrow and we shall have a nice procession to show party at 4 p.m. and I hope you'll all join us as you are usually doing. Actually, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and according to the Vedic instruction, these movements should be continued in every city for 24 hours. Kirtaniya Sada Hari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not say that it should be occasional, temporary. He says that Kirtaniya Sada. Sada means always. Similarly, Srimad Bhagavat says also, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Nastaprayasu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. One has to clean all the inauspicious things within our heart. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also the same thing, that Cheta Darpana Marjanam. We have to cleanse the dirty things accumulated in our heart since time immemorial. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Anadi karma phale pari bhavar nava jale. We do not know when we have begun this conditioned life in this material world. You cannot trace. That is impossible. Because this life is not only in this creation, but it is coming from another creation. Susupti. Now the creation is going on since the birth of Lord Brahma. And it will continue for so many millions of years. Again, it will be annihilated, as you will find in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. This creation takes place exactly like your body, my body. this creation of this body takes place at a certain death. That is the beginning of history. But time is immemorial, eternal. It is all relative to, the history is relative. Just like my life begins, this body begins somewhere in 1896, something like that. And in the end, somewhere. That time limit is relative to my body. Similarly, there is Brahma's body. That relative time is long, long duration. As you find in the Bhagavad Gita, Brahma's life is described by Krishna, sahasra yuga padyantam arahajyat brahmano viru. This Satta Treta Dapar Kali, four yugas, it comes to about 43 lakhs of years. So, combined together, if you multiply it by 1,000, that is the duration of one day's life of Brahma. Similarly, he has got night. This is only daytime, 12 hours. The similar period, night, that makes 24 hours. Then again, 1 month, 30 days and night. Similarly, 1 year, 12 months. Similarly, 100 years. So his duration of life is also 100 years. But because it is a different person, that truth is related according to that person. That is scientifically admitted. Everything is relative truth. Nothing absolute truth. It is a fact that we are in a conditioned life. It is not absolute. And the Krishna, he is absolute. He is never conditioned. As we have explained, that the three qualities of this material nature are emanation from Krishna, but he is not affected by the qualities. Therefore he is called Nirguna. Nirguna Nirakar does not mean that he has no form or he has no quality. He has no material qualities, nor he is affected by the material qualities. And Akar is not Nirakar, as we understand. We understand Nirakar means formless, but Krishna is not formless. Krishna has form, that is transcendental form, Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is eternal and full of bliss, transcendental bliss, and full of knowledge. That is Krishna's feature. So we have also got a minute quantity of Krishna's qualities, because we are minute particles of Krishna, but that is now covered by Maya. This Maya means when we forget our actual relationship with Krishna, that is called Maya. False egotism. Falsely I am thinking that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am this, I am that. These are all false designations. Real identification is, I am Krishna. I repeatedly said, when this realization is achieved, that Mahatma is Sudurlava, very rare. So Mahatma Sudurlava, who? One who understands the Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is the origin of everything. Krishna is the origin. Ishara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Anadi Radhi Govinda. Sarva Karana Karana. Cause of all causes. That is being expressed by Krishna himself, personally. You are hearing about God from God personally. How it is that he do not understand what is God? That means he do not try to understand it, or you are misled by duskritina. Krishna therefore says, namāg duskritina mūdhā prapadante narādhamā. This talk we have discussed partially last night. So, anyone who is trying to divert people's attention from Krishna to non-Krishna, that is the business of the modern so-called philosophers and educationists or religionists. They will continue to read Bhagavad Gita lifelong, but will interpret in a different way, so that people may not surrender to Krishna. That is their business. Such persons are called duskritina. They are themselves also not ready to surrender to Krishna, and they are misleading others also not to surrender to Krishna. That is their business. Such persons are duskritina, miscreants, rogues, rakshas. Those were deviated people in other ways. In great scholar, I do not wish to name, he is writing in his commentary, it is not to Krishna. Just see, Krishna says, manmana bhavamata bhakta. You just become my devotee. Madhyaji manga namaskuru. You just worship me and offer your obeisances unto me. In this way, you will get me, will achieve me. The commentator says, the so-called learned commentator says, it is not to the Krishna person, but it is the absolute truth which is within Krishna. That means he is dividing Krishna from the absolute truth. He does not know what is Krishna. Krishna says, matta parataram nanna kinchidasti dhananjaya. There is no other truth, greater truth than myself. And he says something greater than Krishna, he is Krishna. That means it is clear that he does not know what is Krishna. And he has the courage to comment on Bhagavad Gita. That is the pitiable condition. One who does not understand Krishna, he is daring to write comments on the Bhagavad Gita. That is misleading. Therefore, Krishna says, duskritina, they will produce volumes of books. Natadvatas-citta-padang-harer-jasa. Bhagavad says that you can produce volumes of books with nice literary metaphorical arrangement. Natadvatas-citta-padang-harer-jasa. Na-pradinita-karhiti. Bhagavad says that you can produce a nice book by mental concoction and speculation with nice grammatical and metaphorical arrangement. But if there is no glorification of Krishna, then it is what is like that? Tad-bhayasa-tirtham. This is a place enjoyable by the crows. You know the crows, they enjoy in a place where you throw away all the nasty things. After your mucus or any all nasty things you throw away, the crows will come there. They will enjoy. Therefore, Bhagavad says, such literary production where there is no glorification of the Supreme Lord, it is just like the enjoyable sport of the crows. But there is another class of birds who are called swans, rajahansa. They will not come. They will not come there and enjoy the crows. This is natural to me. They will go in a place where there is very clear reservoir of water, nice trees, nice fruits and flowers, nice birds, Manasa Tirtha, Manasa Ganga, like that. They will enjoy that. Similarly, these mental speculations, huge books, will be enjoyed by a class of men who are compared with the crows. But glorification of Krishna will be enjoyed by a class of men who are called swans or paramahansa. So Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are meant for paramahansa sadhita charana, for the paramahansa. Those who are duskritina, miscreants, crows, they cannot enjoy. What is the taste of Bhagavad? Therefore, Krishna says to Arjuna, when he was speaking to him, beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, he says, bhaktosi me, priyosi me, rahasyam etad uttamam. Because you are my devotee, because you are my friend, very dear friend. Therefore I am disclosing you the mysteries, rahasyam. Not anybody can understand Bhagavad Gita. It is not possible. If it does not follow the principles adopted by Arjuna, bhaktosi, priyosi, that is the way of studying Bhagavad Gita. Otherwise, those who are duskritina, they will take advantage of Bhagavad Gita for making their business and flatter some other duskritina miscreants also to mislead them. Because other miscreants, they want to be misled. The asuras, asuri bhava mahasrita. What is the asuri bhava? Demonic tendency. The demonic tendency is that I am God. That is called demonic. Falsely thinking that I am God. In spite of all education, they have not the little sense that how he becomes a God. Here is God, Krishna. We have got his activities. He married 16,000 wives and he constructed 16,000 palaces and he expanded himself into 16,000 folds. Here is one God. And you are, or I am, sitting here. I cannot expand up to my apartment also. And how I am expecting to be called as God. These are the facts. But since these people are popular, because certain class of men, Asuri Baba, they also want to be treated like that. Therefore Krishna says, Namaha duskitana mudha prapadante naradhama. Those who are miscreants, those who are rascals, mura, naradhama, lowest of the mankind, maya, apritajnana, and stolen of his knowledge by maya, such persons, because they are asuras, demons, they do not surrender anything. So we have to take it from the statement of Krishna that anyone who does not understand Krishna, who does not surrender unto Krishna, they are to be understood under these classifications. Then, here is one commentation by a learned scholar and devotee, Baladev Vidyavasu. He says, Nano chetyameva prasanna vimuchyante tarhi pandita api kesi kimiti tamna prabaddante. Now Krishna has said, simply by surrendering unto him, mameva japa prabaddante, mayametang taranti. our business is, in the human form of life, how to get out of the clutter or conditions of Maya. We are actually trying to do that. All the scientific improvement, material advancement of knowledge means that we are trying to avoid the conditions imposed by material nature. That is actually what we are doing. Why you have invented this electric fan? Call it, that is a material science improvement. Because in the excessive heat, we are troubled. And where from this excessive heat comes? It comes from the material nature. Therefore, our struggle for existence is to fight with the impositions of the material nature. So Krishna says that in this way of fighting, you cannot get out of the clutches of Maya. Daividhesa gunamayi mama maya dhratai. It is very difficult. You may have hundreds and thousands of electric fans, but still you will have to feel the effect of excessive heat. You cannot avoid it. Similarly, you may have hundreds and thousands of heating arrangements. Still, you have to feel the effect of the cooling effect of winter season. You cannot. Matrasparsastu kaunteya sitasna sukhadukkhada. We have traveled all over the world and seen different climatic influence. How people are suffering. In the Western countries, they are thinking that Indians are very happy because the country is very warm. And we are thinking that the Western people are very happy because the country is very cold. But nobody is happy. That is a fact. Neither the Westerners nor the Easterners, because all of them under the grip of Maya. That is a fact. So in this way, you cannot escape the stringent laws of Maya and material nature. That is impossible. That is said by Krishna himself. It is not my statement. Krishna says, Daividhesa gunamayi mama maya durataya. You cannot escape. Suppose you are escaping by some arrangements, by heating arrangement, by cooling arrangement. But that does not mean by that process you will escape the actual laws of material nature. Just like we have got cold storage. We keep fruits and other things in the cold storage. It looks that it is keeping fresh, but the decomposition method is not stopped there. As soon as you take out from the cold storage, it is all rotten. So you cannot escape the action, the reaction of material nature by this method. Therefore Krishna says, Daividhesa gunamayi mama maya durataya. It is very difficult. Durataya. Most difficult task to get out of the regulatory principles of material nature. Then how it is possible? Mame vaja prapadante maya me tang saran. Simply by surrendering unto me, one can do it. So the idea is that just like one man is suffering from some disease, the doctor is giving, physician is giving some medicine and some diet. So if we follow the direction of the physician and eat the diet prescribed by him, there is hope of curing the disease. This is one way. And another person who is suffering from disease but does not care for the physician's instruction or any medicine is going on, he is certainly destined to die. As you can understand, similarly, in this material world, both the devotees and non-devotees are there. The devotees, they are trying to be cured from this material disease, and the non-devotees, they do not care for it, they are therefore continuing suffering. We shall understand in this way. There are Baladev Vidha was on question that if by surrendering unto Krishna, we can become out of the clutches of Maya. Why the Panditas, why the learned scholars, scientists and philosophers do not do that? So he said that tatraha namamiti dushtasya te kritina hasatya kusalasya te duskritina ku panditaste magna prapadante sutischaiva ha. He is giving evidence from the Vedas how these rascals, they think of themselves as very learned. In this Vedas it is said, avidyayam antare vartamana sayana dhira panditan mannamana. There is avidya, nishayana, ignorance within, but they are thinking that I am very learned. That is our another disease. One disease is troubles and conditions offered by the material nature. So Krishna says that in this material world, so long we have to execute the devotional service. But we may not be disturbed by this material condition. That was advice to Krishna Arjuna. Matra sparsastu konteya sitosna sukha dukkhada agama apayana tang tidikka sabhara. The devotee, his business is that because I have got this material body and because I have my path misdeed, although I am suffering, it does not matter. It comes and goes. It does not matter. Let me do my duty. That is advice of Krishna. A devotee is not disturbed by the material condition. Tattenu kampa susumikshamana. If there is some reverse condition of life, a devotee thinks it is also grace of the Lord. Because I am minimizing with minimum trouble, I am minimizing the effects of my past misdeeds. They think like that. So persons who are not devotees, they do not know that only Krishna or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he can get me relief from these material clutches. There is no other way. Harin binana mitin taranti. We cannot get relief from these clutches of material world unless we surrender unto Krishna. Krishna therefore says very clearly, sarva dharman purittajya mamekam saranam. That is the ultimate end of this Krishna philosophy, Bhagavad Gita. We have to ultimately surrender to Krishna, otherwise there is no escape. But those who are miscreants, those who are murhas or naradhama, they do not do it. But there are other classes of men who are described in the next paragraph. He says, Chatud namahaduskitanam murha pravadante naradhama Maya apritajnana asuri bhavamastita. These are the classification of the demons. Those who are atheists, faithless, do not accept the Supreme Personality. They are description. But there are others. Not that everyone is asura. There are devatas also. Two classes of men are always there. Devata and the asura. So what are the devatas? Chaturvidha bhajante maang jana sukriti naudya. There are four classes of men whose background is pious activity. Chaturvidha bhajante maang sukriti na. The other word is duskriti na. Miscreants who are always engaged in sinful activities, and there are others also who are always engaged in pious activities. Therefore, Shastra recommends to be engaged always in pious activities. You do this, you do that, you go to the temple, you take early morning bath, you take bath in the Ganges, you take bath in the Jamuna, That is the basic principles of Indian culture. To make all people Sukriti now. Because without becoming fire, nobody can understand what is God, what is Krishna. That is not possible. The whole civilization is based on the process of making people fire. Because in another place we find Krishna says that jesham antagatam papam jananam punya karmana. Without punya karma, without pious activity, nobody can enter into the devotional service. Namas jesham antagatam papam jananam punya karmana de te dandamaha nimukta bhajanti maham vibhavrata. So this process should be adopted. How to become Sukriti na? Sukriti means yajna dana tapa kriya. One must perform sacrifices as prescribed in the shastras, and they must give in charity their heart and money for Krishna's cause. That is called dana, yajna dana and tapasya. Tapasya, just like tomorrow is Sri Ram Navam. The tapasya will be that all the devotees will observe fasting from morning till evening. This is called tapasya. This is Dasya Ekadasi day. There is no eating sumptuously. Simply you take little fruits and flowers. Try to avoid that also. You don't take even water. That is really Ekadasi. But because we cannot do it, the Kali Yuga, time is different. Therefore we are allowed to take little fruits and meal, which is called anukalpa. These are different methods of tapasya. And yoga, this yoga, sankirtanai prai yagai jajanti hi sumena. In this age, you cannot perform that big asameda yagga, gomeda yagga, rajasya yagga, so many other yaggas. It is not possible. First of all, you have no means to perform such yaggas. Hundreds and hundreds of tons he required for putting into the sacrificial fire. You have not even a drop of your ghee. So forget all those yaggas. In this age, yaggai sankirtanai prai. That is recommended in the Shastra. Krishna Varnang Tisha Krishna. Krishna Varnang Tisha Krishna Sangapangasa Parthadam Jagai Sankirtanai Prayai Jajantihi Sumeda. So these are pious activities to perform Jagga and to give in charity. Jagga Dana and Tapasya. Accepting voluntarily. Austerity, that it makes you Sukritina. And if you actually become Sukritina, then you will be inclined. Because the dirty things will be cleaned by these pious activities, then you will understand. Just as when the sky is cleared of all clouds, you can see the sunshine very brilliantly. Similarly, you can see Krishna and God very brilliantly. As soon as the cloud accumulated in your heart of all dirty things is clean. The process of cleansing in this age is the Sankirtan Yajna. This Sankirtan movement is not unauthorized. It is authorized by the Shastras. And because they are being properly performed, it is taking effect all over the world. So we have to undergo all these processes recommended in the Shastra. Yajna dana tapasya. So this is yajna, sankirtan yajna. It is recommended in the Vedic literature that in this age, Kali Yuga, the form of the Lord as Krishna Varnang Tisha Krishna, that he is always engaged in describing or glorifying Lord Krishna. Who is that? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is this indicative incarnation in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Krishna Varnang Tisha Krishna. Sangapangasa Parsana. You have seen Lord Chaitanya's teacher. He is always followed by many devotees chanting this Hare Krishna. Sangapangasa Parsana. Especially his associates, Lord Nityananda, Lord Advaita, and Sivas and Gadadhar. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivasadi, Gaur, Bhaktavinoda. These associates, they are Krishna Varna, always, the Lord Himself, Krishna, is always describing about Krishna as devotee. He is teaching us how to become a devotee of Krishna. Just see how much merciful is Krishna upon us. He is coming personally, instructing Bhagavad Gita and asking us, surrender unto me, give up all other business, all other so-called occupations. You surrender unto me, I shall give you protection from all sinful reactions. Don't be worried, I will take charge of you. But still, we do not surrender unto him. Still we say, oh, this is too much. Krishna is demanding too much from us. No, we have many other gods. We can surrender there, we can do our own business. Therefore, Krishna again comes as devotee, Lord Chaitanya. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna. This time, just to hide himself, he is come in very fair complexion, golden light. Sita Krishna. Krishna naturally is blackish, but this incarnation of Krishna, he came not as blackish, but Krishna, without being blackish. Pita, that is also confirmed in the Shastra. So this body, this incarnation of Krishna, who is always chanting Hare Krishna mantra, but his bodily hue is not blackish. Krishna Varnam Sita Krishna. And he is always followed by his associate, Sangapangasa Parsana. Such personality of Godhead should be worshipped by Jagai Sankirtana. This Jagga should be performed. Because without performing Jagga, you cannot become pious. So, because in this age, there is no possibility of performing big Jagga, there is no qualified Brahmin how to perform that Jagga. There is no supply of pure ghee. You have no means how to arrange for such Jagga. Therefore, by the grace of Krishna, he is recommending this. Jagai Sankirtana. This Jagga you can perform anywhere without any cost. You can perform this Jagga at your home, in your office, in your factory, anywhere without any cost. Simply you sit down together and clap on your hands and chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, by performing this Jagga, you become purified. Jagga Dana. And so far Dana is concerned, that is of course, different way than giving charity. Pranai Rathai Vyavata. You can make charity. Not that because you have no money, you cannot make charity. You can make charity. What is that? You can dedicate your life. Pranai. Just like these boys and girls. They have not brought any huge amount of money for this Krishna consciousness movement. Because this Krishna consciousness movement has not attracted the richer class of America. Now they are little coming. But I have attracted the middle class. So they have not brought any money, huge amount of money, but they have dedicated their life. Pranai. And those who have got money, they can contribute. Just like we are begging from door to door, please become a life member and contribute something so that this movement can be pushed on. Pranai Rathai. So if somebody says, sir, I have no money, neither I can dedicate my life, then how he performs the Jagga? Pranai Rathai Dhyā. You can give your intelligence. Your movement, I appreciate your movement. So please do like this. I'll take you to some friend who can help you. That is Dhyā, intelligence. And if you have no, if you cannot dedicate your life, if you cannot sacrifice any money, if you have no intelligence, then Vācā, you can use your word. What is that? Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saraṇam bhaja. You simply go to any friend and advise him, please surrender unto Krishna. That is also sacrifice. Is there any difficulty or expenditure? So accept this Sankirtana Yajna price, to accept this Sankirtana Yajna moment by anyone. Anyone can accept it, provided he is willing to do it. The Krishna consciousness moment is so nice. It is meant for everyone. There is no discrimination. So far we are Indian circumstance, we have got some responsibility. Therefore Krishna, Lord Krishna says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, he is Lord Krishna also. Bharat bhumite manusya janma hilaja. Especially for the Indians. Indians have got special prerogative for spreading this Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. So why you are neglecting your duty? Prepare hundreds and thousands of preachers from India and send outside. These rascals are fighting with one another always. It will be forgotten. They will be one under the flag of Krishna consciousness. There is need of such preachers. We should open regular school or teaching institution for preparing preachers all over the world. That is needed. This Bombay city is a very nice city. You can do that. We can help you how to do it. Because God Chaitanya himself preached, although he was a very young man, at that time only 24 years old, for preaching war, he sacrificed everything. He sacrificed his nice, beautiful wife. He left his old mother, his popularity at Navadvip as a great scholar and beautiful boy, and he accepted sannyas just for the purpose of preaching Krishna consciousness. These are the examples. Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, they were prime ministers of the then government of Bengal. They sacrificed their post. They joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let us help you. Raghunath Das Goswami, he was the biggest zamindar of that time. His father's income was 12 lakhs of rupees per month. How rich he was. He sacrificed everything and joined Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. There are six Goswamis. Rupa Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Das Raghunath, and Deva Goswami, and Gopal Bhatta. All they are very stalwart men of that society. They sacrifice everything. Why? Because Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted the Bharat Bhumite Janma, Manusya Janma Hoilaja, Janma Sarthakari Karo Paropaka. So there is need of this movement. So any intelligent man from India, first of all, let him, make his life successful by understanding what is this Krishna consciousness movement. It is not difficult. The real purpose of this movement to teach people how he can surrender to Krishna. That's all. That is the sum and substance of this movement. If one accepts this principle without any difficulty, he is immediately a preacher. But if he does not accept, he wants to understand the philosophy. We have got volumes of books. Try to understand through books, through philosophy, through science, how this movement is important, and try to join. That is our appeal to you. Now, I think today we are ending. You shall bear in mind these principles of our philosophy and do your best how to help it. Thank you very much.